This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have the first part of a beautiful two-part recital live in Barking Legs featuring the gifted guitar player Alan Chicot.
Well, good evening. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for your support of this wonderful Wednesday Night Jazz series here at Barking Legs Theater. I got a fresh new hour set for you, those of you that tuned in last time, as we'll see what happens. I'd like to continue with a couple arrangements by my all-time favorite musician, my guitar idol, and the player who got me started in terms of capturing my imagination and making me feel like this is something that I wanted to do seriously, and that would be the French guitarist Roland Dienz. First tune that he's arranged is a wonderful French jazz tune from the 60s, kind of cool jazz type period. This is from a singer named Claude Nougaro from France. This is called Cécile Ma Fille, or My Daughter Cécile.
Thank you.
Classic Misty, arranged by Roland Dienz. Quick funny story about Roland and those jazz arrangements. The CD of which that Misty was included, the CD is called Night and Day, the tune. 10 tunes on it, published sheet music for all the arrangements. And when it first came out, I must have been a junior in high school, I think. Was in the car with my first teacher, and I said, have you heard the new Dienz CD yet? He said, no, I haven't heard it yet. We popped it in and listened to it. The first track, I remember, was All of Me. You know, I was just basically completely incredulous that this kind of guitar playing was even possible. What I was hearing just sounded completely impossible. And my teacher was sort of proverbially patting me on the head and saying, well, I think this might be a duet, you know, with himself, like it's overdubbed or something in the studio. That would have been something that Roland would have done. I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's solo guitar. It's supposed to be for solo guitar. A few months later, the sheet music came out. Of course, I could see it for myself. Couldn't play a note of it, but listen along with the CD and follow along with the score. It'd be many years later before I would even attempt one of those arrangements, and it still kicks my butt, as you can hear. But serendipitously, that year, Roland Dienz came to the Stetson International Guitar Workshop, took a little group down there to the workshop in Florida, hear Roland play, and of course, he played several of the jazz arrangements, including that Misty that I just played. I still have a recording of it, which is near and dear to me since Roland has passed away. I got to see it for myself, and yes, it was possible, and Roland played it much better than I do, so it's encouraging. It's discouraging and encouraging at the same time. It's one of those things that you see in person that makes you want to quit playing, and then you come home and think about it some more, and makes you want to keep practicing. Pardon the tuning. The lights get hot up here. It's not good for nylon strings. All right. I'd like to continue with some Brazilian music. Actually, the last time I played here, we were hanging out chatting afterwards, and Bruce mentioned a Brazilian guitarist named Baden Powell, fantastic player. And there's some wonderful videos like from the 50s and 60s, old black and white stuff. I'll never forget seeing Baden Powell play Around Midnight, the Thelonious Monk tune. Gave an amazing solo guitar performance of it. You can watch on YouTube, and he's holding a lit cigarette in between his fingers while playing very fast passages with the right hand. It's pretty cool. I don't know who makes me want to smoke cigarettes, but it's pretty cool. So Baden Powell was an amazing player, very prolific composer, too. A lot of people don't realize, wrote probably 200, 300 tunes that I've seen floating around. So I'm going to start with one of his tunes called Samba em Preludio, and I'm going to follow that with my own arrangement of Manhaja Carnival, a tune that's the theme from the movie Black Orpheus. Some people just refer to the tune as Black Orpheus. You may recognize the melody, but the title is Manhaja Carnival, Morning of Carnival. Samba em Preludio followed by Manhaja Carnival. Thank you. Good tune, Ménage du Carnaval. Louis Bonnefoy, the composer of that tune, and a lot of musicians know Bonnefoy, the writer of that tune, and also a tune called Orpheus Samba from the same movie, Black Orpheus. Many people, almost no one knows that Bonnefoy actually was a phenomenal guitar player, top-notch solo guitar player, better than the rest of the Brazilian players of his generation that helped import the bossa nova, as I mentioned earlier, Lorindo Almeida, Baden Powell. I mean, I'm not saying those are not great players, of course, and their work speaks for itself, but Louis Bonnefoy was a solo guitarist of the highest order. There's a recording called Solo in Rio, 1959, a wonderful recording you can probably find on Spotify or YouTube. He did things back then that I've still not heard anybody do on one of his instruments. Amazing walk bass and chords at the same time in just a very, very peculiar and sort of personal way. I've just not heard anybody be able to emulate his sound. Wonderful player, Louis Bonnefoy. I'd like to stay in Brazil for a little while longer. Last time I played here, I did kind of a little feature of the music of a very famous Brazilian composer that almost no one knows by name. He went by the nickname Garoto. I'd like to do a similar kind of thing this time, but with a Brazilian composer that I hope you recognize the name of, or at least recognize some of his music, and that is Antonio Carlos Jobim. Wrote many, many, many famous bossa nova tunes, but I think, unfortunately, a lot of his best music, in my opinion, is hardly played, at least at jazz gigs. He wrote a lot of more, we would say, through-composed music, quasi-classical compositions. He sang and accompanied himself on the piano and the guitar, sometimes with orchestra, but just a phenomenal musician, prolific songwriter and composer. So I'd like to play a medley, maybe 15 minutes or so medley of his music, and hopefully I won't have to stop and tune along the way, but these lights are really killing my nylon strings here, but if you can bear with me, I'll try to make it to the end of the medley. So you're going to hear some tunes that you recognize, one-note samba, wave, how insensitive, but there's also going to be interspersed in there some tunes that you probably won't recognize as Antonio Carlos Jobim. As I said, more quasi-classical, very introspective, some of the most emotive music I've heard on record recently, so I would encourage all of you to check out the recordings of Antonio Carlos Jobim. So I hope you hear some things that you like in this medley. I'll see you at the end. I'm going to start with his one-note samba. Thank you.
Every Wednesday evening, Barking Legs hosts a virtual jazz show on their Wednesday Night Jazz Facebook page. The Alan Wyatt Quartet is the featured act tomorrow evening, Wednesday, at 8 o'clock. Next week, we'll have the second half of this beautiful recital by guitarist Alan Chicot here on Scenic Roots on listener-supported public radio.